أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم، هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن، علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم، فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم، وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر، ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد، تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها، كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، dear brothers, السلام عليكم. In these ayat that we have narrated, the ayat about Siyam, in this blessed month that is coming, inshallah, in the next couple of days, maybe it will be tomorrow or after tomorrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this great, one of the five pillars of Islam, the Siyam, fasting, and what we should do. And that this Siyam has been written upon those who are before us, before Islam, and upon the Muslims as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into ayat and some ahkam of the days if we were ill, we could not commit the Siyam in some days, or we were traveling, then how we should fulfill those days that we have missed. And that Siyam is always very good for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about Shahr Ramadan, how it is this blessed month in the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with, that once a year they get the chance to repent, istighfar. They, of course, they have to do this all the time, but they get the great reward in this month, because this is the month Allah said that He revealed, descended, anzal al-Qur'an, the Qur'an has been revealed on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a huda wa bayinat, as a guidance for mankind. So that who witnesses the month, falyasumhu, he has to fast it. And that in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am near you, so that if you should make prayers for me, I will answer your prayers, and that you should believe in me so that you may be guided. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into some more detail about approaching your women in Ramadan and what you should do, and the time of fasting from the beginning of Fajr to Maghrib. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all of these are the hudud of Allah. These are the lines that Allah has drawn, so do not come near them. لا تقربوها. Do not try to overstep them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these ayat clear for mankind. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that they may fear Him. In this ayat, dear brothers, we of course, alhamdulillah, have witnessed so many Ramadans have passed by us, and we heard so many talks about Ramadan. So I will not focus on rules in Ramadan or specifics in Ramadan, but I want to make my talk about the specific meaning or word that was used, which is taqwa. Because this word was used, mentioned 250 times in the Quran. And in all those times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links this word always with a meaning that is so important in the lives of this ummah. So they should really strive to understand the meaning and implement it. And it is always seen as an end. It is a result. It is something that you should aim for from the many ayat that are mentioned in the Quran. And I bring to you today the explanation of the fourth Khalifa, Ali ibn Abi Talib. May Allah have mercy on him. When he gave an explanation of what taqwa is, when he was asked, he said, "At-taqwa hiya al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, wal-istidadi li-yawm al-raheel." So basically what he was saying, he gave four meanings for taqwa, to give the overall meaning. First, he said that is al-khawfu min al-jaleel, the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, working and implementing what has been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, that you should be content, satisfied with the results, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed or giving you, or the results of having this belief, fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and working and implementing His rules and legislations. And then lastly he said, وَالِاسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ, and preparing for the day after, so that a Muslim should always be in a state of preparation for this coming day. I want to inshallah break down this beautiful saying from Ali ibn Abi Talib. And I'll start with the first meaning he mentioned, al-khawfu min Allah, fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it seems, and it is very apparent, that it has become absent from many of the hearts of this ummah in this day and age. If we go back to the first example of this ummah, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and although he was the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all his sins, anything that he has done, but still he used to stand up and pray at night and make tahajjud until his feet would crack, and the Muslims and his wives would hear his crying as if it is a bowl that is boiling with water from all his crying during the night. And then we have the example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he used to say, "I wish I was a small plant that was taken and chewed and then thrown away," because he was fearing from the day of judgment and hisab and being accounted. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he said, he heard somebody narrated the ayah, "Waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun," stand them because they will be accounted Then he went sick for a whole month when the Muslims were visiting him in his home, because he was fearing from this ayah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dear brothers, in this great meaning of fear from Allah, لا يلج النار من بكي من خشية الله حتى يعود اللبن في الضرع." That the one who has cried from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never enter Jahannam or Nar until the milk goes back into the goat's thadi, which of course is impossible, will not happen. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying that the Nar, the Jahannam, will be haram on that who cries from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers, I give you another saying from Sa'id ibn Amir, the great Sahabi, when he said to Umar ibn al-Khattab, advising him, he said to him, "Inni musika bi kalimatin min jawami' al-kalim." I will give you words which are have so much wisdom in them. Min jawami' al-Islam wa ma'alimihi. Those will summarize Islam for you and its meaning. Ikhsha Allah fi an-nas wa la takhsha an-nas fi Allah. This is very important for us, especially as those who are striving to bring back this deen and carry the da'wah amongst the ummah. What he said to Umar ibn al-Khattab, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the people, and do not fear the people in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يخالف قولك فعلك فإن خير القول ما صدق الفعل. Don't let your action be opposite to your saying, because the best of saying is the one that is being proved by action. وَأَحِبَّ لِقَرِيبِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَبَعِيدَهُمْ مَا تَحِبَّ لِنَفْسِكَ وَأَهْلَ بَيْتِكَ. And love for the Muslims, for the near and far, what you love for yourself and your own family. Which of course negates the idea that you should always just look after your own and your family and forget about the ummah. وَخُضِ الْغَمَرَاتَ إِلَى الْحَقِّ حَيْثُ عَلِمْتَهُ وَلَا تَخَفْ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. And strive and go where the haqq needs to be said, and do not fear anybody in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were the words of Sa'id ibn Amir to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. So these sahaba, they understood very well this meaning from taqwa, which is the first one, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this fear, dear brothers, is very useful, and very, we are in great need for it in our life, because it is the one that protects us in this dunya and takes us to the akhirah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Because this is the only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not fear them and fear me if you are true believer. So we should always be focusing on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not fearing the people, and make them deter us from our work. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَحْقِرَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَنْ يَرَى اللَّهُ امْرِئًا لِلَّهِ فِيهِ مَقَالٌ فَلَا يَقُولُ فِيهِ فيقال له يوم القيامة ما منعك أن تكون قلت فيه كذا وكذا فيقول مخافة الناس فيقول الله إياي أحق أن تخاف. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, do not let yourself be down or minimize yourself when you see something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're in a position when you should say a word of haq for Allah, for the sake of Allah, and then you do not say it. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to you, what kept you from saying the haqq, saying this and this and that when you knew it? So he says, مَخَافَةُ النَّاسِ, I fear the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, إِيَّايَ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَخَافِ. It is me who you should have feared, not the people. This was the first meaning, dear brothers. And then the second that Ali ibn Abi Talib mentioned was الْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ, implementing the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Implementing the rulings of Islam and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in these, of course, we know many ayat that ask us to strive in the path of Allah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That we should run, go very fast to a blessing and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a paradise that is wide as the heavens and earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it has been prepared to the muttaqeen, those who have been pious, those who have feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we see this meaning mentioned again when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. That they will not believe until they make you a judge between them in what they have had disputed between them, and then they do not find anything inside themselves against this ruling, so that they are content with it. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, and they give to the ruling of Islam. There is many ayat, dear brothers, that show this meaning, that we should strive to implement this deen. But what I bring to you from the ayat that we read earlier is one very important point. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. This ayah, dear brothers, was revealed when in Jahiliyyah and the beginnings of Islam, the people who used to do Hajj, after they do Hajj and they still have Ihram, when they go back to their homes, they used to not go from the front door. It used to be a habit in Jahiliyyah. They have to go from the back door, either had a ladder or opening in the back of the house. They thought it was makruh not to do that, that before you release your ihram, you should not go from your front door. So then, after one hajj, the Prophet ﷺ went into one of the houses, and one of the people, he went after him through the door, and he had his ihram. So everybody was taking the mick out of him, basically saying he has, you know, done something not good at all. How can he do this and break our ada, our habit, and go through the front door? So then the Prophet ﷺ asked him, why did you do that? And he said, I saw you, Prophet ﷺ, go in and I wanted to follow you. So then the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the best thing you have done. And then these ayat were revealed. And when the ayah was revealed, the interesting thing in the ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَ الْبِرَّ بِأَن تَأْتُوا الْبِيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. The birr, the taqwa, the piousness, the good, the righteousness, is not that you should come to the houses and enter with your ihram from the front door. But then Allah doesn't say, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ أَن تَأْتُوا الْبِيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. He does not say that the birr is not to come from the back, but to come from the front. He puts a meaning in between. He says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. The birr, the piousness, is the one who feared. وَأْتُوا الْبِيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. And then he gives the hukum. He says, come to the doors from the front. So by giving this order in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing that the importance is not about the hukum itself, the detail. Like we see so many Muslims and scholars today, and so-called knowledgeable, they are just so bogged down in the details, even to the point that they have gone astray and given so much ahkam that are aside from the Sharia and contradicting the Sharia, because they are not focusing on the main issue, which is piousness and fear from Allah and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every little detail, and not giving in to the pressures from the West that we are facing. So it is this meaning, dear brothers, that we should take on board, because this birr is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he described in another ayah in Quran, when he says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is defining what is birr, what is this piousness, righteousness. He said that the birr is not that you should just turn your faces towards the east or west. It is not just about your prayers, not about the actions. It is really about who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the day of judgment, and in the angels, and the books, and the prophets. And then he gave the money, ala hubbihi, when he loved it, to those who, and he gives the six who are deserving of zakah in Islam. And then he says, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ, and he lifted the salah, made iqamat of salah, and gave zakah. مُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ, those who has given a ahd He has promised, he kept his promise. إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ Those who give sabr, they have patience when the hardship comes upon them. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ In the battles. And those, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا Those who are the ones who have been truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those are the ones who are pious. So this shows us the guidance of the actions that we should be implementing. And this explains as well that on contrary of what the enemies of Islam are trying to do today, and they have always trying to do, is that they're trying to bring into this deen this concept of benefit and maslaha, and that we should always look to our benefit and not look to obeying and being so strict on following the rules of Islam. And those of course who followed them from the Muslim world, starting from those who are the knowledgeable, the thinkers, and those unfortunately the so-called scholars as well, who have followed them and given legislations democratizing Islam and explaining things in the name of benefits and freedoms and human rights and all the things which are far and away from Islam. These things, dear brothers. And then unfortunately the third category, which are the Muslims, a lot who are falling into this trap and have started to follow them and listen to their fatwas. And these, we should take again the saying of Ali ibn Abi Talib, who used to be the faqih, the really knowledgeable in fiqh in this ummah, when he said to Al-Harith ibn Ahwat, Ya Harith, إنه ملبوس عليك إن الحق لا يعرف بالرجال اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. He said, Oh Harith, when there was the fitna of Ali and Muawiyah, and he said, Oh Harith, you have been misguided. The haqq is not known from the men. Don't seek the haqq from the men. Don't ask, because he asked him, he says, Who is on right? Is it you or Muawiyah? He said, The haqq is not known from that. But the haqq is known. Go and seek the haqq. Seek the haqq. Don't seek the men. Don't look at what they look and what they're wearing and what status they have been given in society. Go and seek the haqq, and then you will know its people. Because you will know where the haqq is, and you will see who is following it and calling for it and implementing it. And then the third meaning that Ali ibn Abi Talib says, Al-qana'atu bil-qaleel, that we should be content with what we have been given, even if it is so little. And this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aydan in the Quran explains, of course, about the dunya. When he says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. That people, we have made fitna in this dunya, we have given them in this dunya, we have made beloved to them حب الشهوات, the love for the desires of women and children and the gold and silver and the horses and the an'am, the cattle, and the harth, and all this is mata'ul hayat al-dunya. This is all from the ripeness of this world, from this dunya. Wallahu indahu husn al-ma'ab. Allah has the best return, the best reward. So dear brothers, this zuhud is again another concept which is part of implementing understanding this taqwa. But the zuhud, which is not loving the dunya, not having your heart attached to the dunya. But a lot of Muslims from this ummah understood it wrongly in a different way. And they thought the zuhud is to wear wear all that is rough and not wear any colors, or sit in the mosque all day and pray all day and not do anything for this ummah and not do any trading and not work and all these concepts, which means stay away from the dunya. This is not the true meaning. The true meaning that you should strive in this dunya, as we said, because this is part or from a whole definition of taqwa. You should be striving to implement, and part of the implementation is to have the good and helping your Muslim brothers and implementing the deen and creating a society where nobody is in need, and all the wealth is of the Muslim and the security is all distributed, and the Muslims are living in this society. So you should be working for this. So this negates the idea of zuhud, that you should be sitting in the corner and leaving aside the dunya. The real meaning of zuhud is that you are working and striving, but your heart is not attached to it, because you are replacing something with something better. You are leaving the dunya in the right that you're not attaching to your heart, because your heart is attached to the akhirah. It's attached to the day after and the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever, if you understood this meaning correctly, whatever wealth is in your hand, so like the rulers of the Muslims when you used to be, and whatever you have in your hands and any of this dunya, you will not be misguided. The shaitan will not fool you, because it is not in your heart, and because you know it is worthless. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ says, لو كانت الدنيا تسوى عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كافرا شربة ماء. If this dunya was worth in the eyes of Allah a wing of a mosquito, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given a kafir one drop of water from it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the kafirin everything, because it is not worth anything compared to what He has prepared for the believers in the akhirah. So this is what we should give. This is the meaning of zuhud, that we replace this dunya, the love of the dunya, for the love of the akhirah. And this meaning was described in Surah Yusuf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes when they threw Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, and then the people, they found him and then took him to Midian, to Egypt, and they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. They bought him, they sold him, they took him and they sold him for a few dirhams only, and كانوا فيه من الزاهدين. They were they did have zuhud in him, they were not in need for him, they wanted the money, so they replaced Yusuf alayhi salam with the money, because that was better for them. So this is the meaning of zuhud, that you replace something for something better. So you replace the love of this dunya and the wealth is what Allah described, for the love of the akhirah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أيضا إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has traded with the believers. He has bought from them their selves and their monies, their wealth, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, for a reward which is the jannah, the paradise. So He has traded with them their nafs, their selves and their wealth for the thereafter and the paradise. So we should not let ourselves attach to this dunya in our deed. And then the last meaning that Ali ibn Abi Talib mentioned, al-istidadu li yawm al-rahil, preparedness for the day after. We should always be preparing. And in this, I remind you how we, when you have something important, a day, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses a day of judgment, the day of meeting, the day of accounting. When you have a day, you have an appointment that is important, like a job interview, or you have somebody important you're going to meet, or say like people who go and sit in front of the president, you see how they prepare themselves and put on the best libas, the best wear they have, the best clothes, the best itr, perfume and everything, preparing for this day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an analogy as well. And He says, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Oh Bani Adam, sons of Adam, we have descended, given upon you libas, clothes for you. يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا, that should cover you, cover your inside so people do not see your awra, cover your awra. وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى خَيْرٌ, but the libas, the clothes of taqwa, is better for you. So it's not important what you're wearing, like when you're now preparing for this important event or day, you wear your best clothes. So if you're preparing for the day of judgment, then you should be all the time wearing this libas, clothes of taqwa. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah is giving you guidance, ayat, so that you may ponder and remember. And this libas, dear brothers, in another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that al-iman عريان ولباس التقوى. That iman, the iman is naked, and it is clothes is taqwa. So you should always cover your iman, your belief, with taqwa. These things that we mentioned, the fear from Allah subhanahu wa taala, implementing the rules and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and having zuhud and not your heart attached to this dunya. So this libas for us is very important, and we can see very well how that even this libas, when the kuffar and those in the West, the different ideology of the West, they have thrown these clothes from their back, and they have left all these meanings of piousness, or all the meanings they had in the religion of giving the needy or helping the poor, of morals, of anything, they threw this libas away and they wore the other cloth of secularism and freedom and following the desires. We can see the result. We can see how the life that they are living. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this, and He says, وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example that there is this village, qarya, city, that when they were praying, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all its provision was coming to it. And this applies, of course, more than kuffar to the Muslim world, because they are the ones who really threw, they had the real libas of taqwa, and they threw it from their backs, and they took the libas, the new cross from the West, giving them all the new ideologies and all the new ways of life, and they wore that on their shoulders instead of the libas of taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this qarya had its rizq coming to it, its provision from everywhere. Then it made kufr in the an'am of Allah. It did not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it took other than the deen of Allah. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it a taste of the other libas, the other way cloth, which is of ju', of poverty and of fear and insecurity. بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ, because of their deeds and what they were doing. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, and we should strive to implement and bring back the Islamic way of life, because there is no other savior, there is no other way out for the Muslim ummah apart from this other way, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If the people of the villages, they believe, then they really believe. وَاتَّقَوْا, if they believe and have taqwa, piousness, from the definitions we mentioned, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of the heavens and the earth for them. وَلَكِنْ, but they disbelieve, and they did not be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him with what they did. So dear brothers, this is what we should be striving for in this dunya, to really understand and ponder, especially on this month of Ramadan that is coming to us, on this meaning and meanings of taqwa and what it means. And we should try and gain as much reward and make it a fuel for us for working in this dunya, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Take, make yourself a provision, give yourself, basically prepare, like when you're going out to a trip, تتزود, you prepare, you take your food, you take your shelter, you take the things that you need in your travel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَزَوَّدُوا, prepare, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best of preparation is the taqwa. This is the best preparation you can have in this dunya for the akhirah, is taqwa. And then, of course, the rewards of taqwa are countless, beginning from the rewards that you will see and reap in this dunya, and then which we have described just now, and then, of course, there will be the rewards in the akhirah, inshaAllah. And these are the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again makes the analogy from the cross and wearing this taqwa, when he says, describes the people, the believers, and he says, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤَ وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٍ, that they shall be given those bracelets from gold and pearls, and that their wear, their cross there, what they wear in the Jannah is harir, it's from silk. So it's analogy, given that they are be wearing the silk, giving, telling us about their highest rank in the Jannah. And at the same time, he's telling us about the opposite, those who have gone astray from the guidance of Allah and have not worn and taken off this libas of taqwa from their shoulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they followed their whims and desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will give them a libas, a cross on yawm al-qiyamah, which is from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطَّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمْ الْحَمِيمِ. Those two, there were two who disputed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who have done kufr of Allah, who disputed, rejected the deen of Allah, قُطَّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ, they will cut for them clothes from the hellfire, and the hellfire will be poured upon their heads. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this reality, from the Jahannam, and to grant us the sincerity and taqwa, so that we should work inshaAllah to bring back this deen implemented in our life and bring it back in the lives of the Muslim ummah inshaAllah, by establishing the khilafah for this ummah. May Allah answer our prayers and accept all our prayers and fasting during the month of Ramadan inshaAllah, and enter us into his Jannah and give us his blessing. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.